Boy, the boys had to dig deep, didn't they?
Yeah, you know, they did. But in between periods, we were just telling them to keep playing the way we were playing. You know, we were getting the turnovers. Yeah, we got into some penalty trouble, but we got those killed off, got settled back into the game, and just started playing our game. And, you know, we were just telling the boys, we need pucks on net, we need shots. Even if Noble makes a save, we got to be there for the rebound. We got to get them working. And, you know, we did that in the third period.
Well, Graham goes backhand, forehand. I mean, he was like a slinky on that play, and that was just a huge. They were already on their heels at that point, but when Graham does that, I mean, Alex had absolutely no prayer on that.
Right. No, yeah. He, you know, that play, that goal just got our team going. And, you know, sometimes if it's, you know, less than 2 minutes or whenever he scored that one, sometimes we just need that fire lit under our rear ends to get us going even, you know, a little bit more. And that goal for sure did. And then Carson, man, that was a great face-off win by Owen Labonte.
Yep.
And Carson just thread the needle on that one. You know, that the line of Carson, Owen Labonte, Keegan Braun, and we mixed Dave and Matt in it on that. Those guys were working hard tonight, forechecking hard, just getting pucks deep, wearing them down, you know. But in the end, it was a total team effort, whether it was our defensemen played great, you know. I don't know what the shots ended up being, low 20s.
36, 32 or something like that.
Okay.
But they 26 for them. They only had four in the third period.
Right. And our defense between Nolan, Ben, Isaiah played awesome tonight, along with Alex Schwabach. Those guys were keeping them to the outside, didn't let much come to the slot area. You know, I'm just happy for this whole team.
Well, they earned this one. They had to earn this one. Manistique, we knew they were, this was, like we said before, right? This was their Super Bowl.
Right. You know, it's just between these two teams, it's fun playing them. Each team brings their best game. And it's a battle. This game could have went either way. A bad bounce our way, and they got the momentum, and they're up another goal. You know, they're up 2-1, and it was a fun game to coach. Our boys just worked their rear ends off. It was fun.
And let's not underestimate the job that Cully did in net. There were times where he really had to stand tall and make some saves to keep it 1-0.
Yeah, Cully did what he's supposed to do. He just stood tall. He controlled every shot. He was just, after we got his pants buckled up. He was just solid. Couldn't ask anything more of him either.
And that was a snipe for Carson. I mean, right? You know, Owen wins that faceoff, and let's face it, we haven't done a great job on faceoffs this year.
Right. That's why I was pumped with that goal, because Owen won that back to Carson. Cars just put it home. So it was a huge goal for
Carson.
A couple
empty net goals at the end, and those were just the result of hard work too, because Manistique were desperate. They had bad luck too. The second they pulled the goalie, you know, you get the puck and throw it down the ice.
Right. Graham just whipped it down, and it went right in. But I forget what I was going to say, but
Well, hey, it's a nice win for the boys.
Yeah.
Now you're home for the playoffs, the opener.
Well, you know, we have to see what other teams do, because it goes off of opponents and opponents'
records.
Well,
Jeffers beat Kingsford tonight 5-3. So that takes care of that.
Yeah. So, hopefully we're home for the playoffs hosting Negaunee.
And they play Manistique Thursday night here, I think.
It's just fun playing when both teams are working hard, you know. It was a fun game to be a part of. A lot of people in this place. It was great.
I mean, Manistique wanted it bad.
They did. After the second period, I'm like, just telling them, keep working. We'll get our chances. But the way Manistique was playing, I was confident, but.
Yeah, I mean, you're thinking maybe this could be their
night.
Yeah, it could be their night, but it wasn't, because your son made a hell of an individual play, and then Owen won a huge faceoff.
He did. Yeah.
Give your shout outs.
All right, shout outs. My wife Sarah, who's probably driving back listening. Griffey, my mom traveling out to California, my sister and brother in law out there, and the two girls, Skylar and Charlie, they're always listening, cheering Graham on. So yeah, good night to be an Eskimo.
Yeah, the Escanaba boys basketball team beat Munising 52-48, and the girls are winning by 20 over Kingsford at the moment.
Yep.
So, hey, a sweep for the Eskimo Athletic Department tonight.
Yes, awesome.
All right, good job.
All right, thank you.
Andy Johnson, the coach.